On August 14th, we made our annual trip to the Philadelphia Folk Festival to record a couple of acts live on the campground stage. It's always a good time at the venerated festival. This time we were joined by Kentucky-raised country singer Sturgill Simpson and his band. Sturgill released his first album, High Top Mountain, in 2013 and Metamodern Sounds in Country Music earlier this year. Since we talked with Sturgill, he was named the 2014 Emerging Artist at this year's Americana Awards. We'll talk in a moment after this performance of Turtles All the Way Down.
Here you go, sing a song about some turtles.
All right. Yeah!
I've seen Jesus play at flames, lake of fire, that I was standing here. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, showed me glory not within. But I swear that God is there every time I glare the eyes of my best friend. Sitting outside, it's all been done. Someday gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun. Show the warmth to everyone. Meet and greet and cheat along the way. There's a gateway in our minds that leads somewhere out there, far beyond this plane. We're reptile aliens made of light, cut you open and pull out all your pain. Say you might go crazy, then again it might make you go sane. Every time I take a look inside that old fabled book, I'm blinded and minded of pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, DMT. They all change the way I see. Love's the only thing that ever saved my life. So don't waste your mind on nursery rhymes, fairy tales of blood and wine. It's turtles on the way down the line. So we sail around and we go home. Other realms our souls must run. Turn through the myth that all calls fail. Thank y'all very much. You've been great. We love you. All right, here's the stomping for the gentleman in the front row. I won't be around this old town. It's more of a long, long time. Gonna hit the road, start looking for the end of that long white line. Gonna hit the road, start looking for the end of that long white line. Oh, I woke up and my baby was gone. Without her, I don't need no home. Gonna hit the road, start looking for the end of that long white line. Tell them Albuquerque, New Mexico. This old rig is humming and rolling, it's doing fine. If somebody wants to know what's to come with this soul, tell them I'm somewhere looking money into that long white line.
Live at the world-famous campground stage at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, Sturgill Simpson, and we're going to go undercover here for a second or two and chat with the man. Sturgill, thanks a lot for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, since your second album has come out, I think we hear as much in the media about you than anybody else. But there's been a lot of great reaction to this album.
It's overwhelming.
I was wondering about that, because here you go, you're making music for a while, you put this album out on your own, you put your first album out on your own.
Well, I think that what was so surreal for me is the first album was barely out over a year ago.
Right.
The two came out in less than a year, but that one was all but ignored, except on social media circles. I didn't have a publicist really to push it. I wasn't on a label. I self-released it, self-funded it, and just kind of, but I'm glad it worked out that way, because I would have felt proud about it either way if it didn't do anything, but the fact that people found it and it resonated, it makes us feel a lot better. And with this one, it was just kind of a, all right, well, maybe I expecting sort of the same result. I honestly thought this might be the last album I ever got to make. So I just kind of wanted to make a record specifically for me and some things that I've, other types of music I didn't get to incorporate on the first one.
Do you mean that because you thought, well, nothing's going to happen with this, I'll go get a day job?
Yeah, I honestly thought, well, that and some, once we heard some of the playbacks, and I was like, wow, I really wrote those songs. This is probably career suicide. But I was proud of it and was inspired.
Tell me about where you're from, Eastern Kentucky. And what I know is that kind of where West Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky all come together?
Yeah, it's all basically the same world, that little triad of borders there. But originally from Southeast Kentucky, or Appalachia, a little town called Jackson. And due to my father's job, during childhood, we had to move to Central Kentucky and settled in a little town called Versailles, as the locals say. And that's where I graduated.
Always
high school. Yeah, me too. Even living there. And weirdly enough, my drummer is also from that town. He's about 15 years younger than me. But so it's Kentucky's not a big state, but the two towns couldn't be any further apart in terms of world and. Eastern Kentucky's always been home to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we lived in Versailles, we'd still go back to visit family on the weekends, and I've spent just about every summer there at my grandparents' house. So it was always weird, like a two-childhood kind of thing.
I heard you say that you always felt like you had a guitar in your hand. I mean, it started pretty early.
Either mine or one of my grandfather's, yeah. I mean, it was always pretty OCD. I think I was an OCD child without realizing it.
And when did you start writing?
Probably high school.
Mm-hmm. And what were they like? What were those songs
really
like?
Crappy and the kind of songs that you write to get girls to make out with you. And, you know, pretty self-aware, I'm sure.
How'd that go with the girls?
I think it worked once. She dumped me like 2 days later, so I figured I should work on the writing a little bit.
Well, that's the thing. Once you start writing, you kind of go, I want to write a really good song.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't get serious about writing, to answer your question seriously, till 24, 25 years old. Before then, I'd always just really focused. I just loved playing guitar. I'm obsessed about that. It wasn't until I got... the only reason I think that happened is I was living in a little studio apartment. I couldn't play electric guitar, so I pulled the acoustic out, and then I was pretty... I don't want to say agoraphobic, but I'm not a very social creature, so I just stayed home and started writing a lot and fell in love with it.
Okay, I got to ask you, and I know everybody does, about this word metamodern. I love it. I don't know what it means, but I love it.
All right. Well, first off, there's a guy, a poet, probably one of the, I think he's a great poet, and he also does some essay writing and his name's Seth Abramson, and he wrote this essay that I don't know how I found it. I just kind of randomly, I read a lot of weird stuff, and somehow found it on the internet and read it, and it was really fascinating because he was, and I mean, I'm not trying to be funny or anything. He's talking about just, you know, like postmodernism and modernism and what comes next, and if so, when does it come next? And right now, the most interesting part of the essay is he kind of delved on how society, especially in the youth right now, everybody's really infatuated or obsessed and romanticizing this idealistic version of America that really kind of never happened, and trying to... And that manifests itself through usually fashion or other things that are material you can grasp.
But what would be an example, like a fashion example?
All of a sudden, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, depending on where you live, everybody looks like they're about to go hop a boxcar with Woody Guthrie. And but at the same time, you got technology moving faster than it ever has. So I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to fully understand everything he was on about, but it really, for whatever reason I was reading it, it really resonated with certain things that I was seeing on the road and experiencing in Nashville, and that I was found interesting and not even really necessarily amusing. So, and then the Ray Charles record was a huge influence. I think that kind of came along in country music, especially when at the time when it really needed a different, an alternative, really, not something better or worse or anything else other than just something different. You know, I just, with this record, I really, and the last one, just wanted to make the country records that I guess I'm having trouble finding anywhere else.
You used to be able to find them.
Right.
When you grew up, did you pretty much listen to whatever, speaking of country music, what was on the radio? And that was a little different back then.
There were actually in my singers. Mother's car, I was exposed to a lot of really questionable stuff. But my maternal grandfather, he listened to a lot of Merle Haggard, Marty Robbins. Hee Haw and TNN were pretty much on the television religiously, so I would get tutored or explained to which of these people performing were good and which ones were, you know, which guys were actually playing. And Roy Clark was a huge influence, and Jerry Reed, and, you know, seeing that as a young child already kind of obsessed with music, it just goes to reinforce you're never going to be a good student. So, and then Dad's father was a big bluegrass freak, and he played mandolin. So I always had somebody at some point in my childhood telling me what I needed to be listening to. So, including older cousins and Led Zeppelin and Cream and Hendrix and all this stuff.
Right. Your voice is really amazing and really strong. And I would suspect you'd have to do a little bit of learning to not, like, injure yourself every night. I mean...
My wife gets on me about that. I do need to probably talk to a vocal coach. I don't really know any warm-ups or stuff that, you know, on the road every night. And about day 3 or 4, I'll start getting hoarse and I'll just stop talking. But my voice isn't really that strong.
Mm-hmm.
I've basically been kind of learning how to steer around the weaknesses and the leakiness of it. And I don't feel like I'm a singer, to be honest with you. I just kind of yell in key.
Well, you work dynamics really well.
That's okay.
That's so we'll give you that.
Put a lot of emphasis across the board with the band on Dynamics.
Yeah. Well, let's get back on stage, and there's a song on here I absolutely love. Someone you got a chance to do on Letterman the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Life of Sin, a good one. Can you do that one?
Yes, sir.
We'll go back to the stage at the campground at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. It's our annual visit, and we are very excited that Sturgill Simpson is here, too.
Took one of Manhattan. Oh, it took one of Manhattan.
I sit here alone in this jailhouse with a letter I can't hardly read. It says that my darling left this old world, but she's waiting in heaven for me. Oh, she's waiting in heaven for me.
That's Medicine Springs, recorded live on stage at the Philadelphia Folk Festival this past August with Sturgill Simpson, the 2014 Americana Emerging Artist of the Year. His new album is called Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. Back in a moment on the World Cafe.